when people get sick, they often start looking online for information about the symptoms and the illness, you know, Googling around, looking up things on WebMD or PubMed or Wikipedia. New research published this week in the journal PLOS Computational Biology says that by keeping track of those searches, training a computer model to analyze access to specific health-related pages on Wikipedia, public health experts may be able to identify and even forecast outbreaks of diseases such as influenza and dengue fever. Sarah Del Valle is a scientist and applied mathematician at Los Alamos National Laboratory. She's one of the authors of that article. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much for having me.
So explain how this works. When you click on a flu article on Wikipedia, you know, that counts and helps you learn where the flu is?
Yeah, Wikipedia releases information about how many people search each article and also the language in which its article was accessed on. So we decided to use that information and correlate it against public data and see if there was a correlation between Wikipedia searches and public health data.
And tell us what you found. How close was it?
We were able to successfully correlate several diseases, such as flu in Poland, the United States, in Thailand. We were also able to correlate dengue in Brazil, in Thailand, China, tuberculosis in China. And out of the 14 different pairs that we analyzed, we were only successful in 8 out of the 10.
Out of the 14. So does it depend on what question people are asking? I mean, if I put into a Google search, you know, where do I get a flu shot, and it comes up with a Wikipedia page about flu shots, does that count? I mean, explain a little bit more about the details of this.
So people, when they go to the flu article, they typically start looking for either self-diagnosing or self-treatment. People are look for symptoms related to the specific disease, and they also look for treatments. So we decided to correlate different articles, not just the main article, which is, for example, the influenza article, but also treatments such as antivirals and also symptoms such as fever, sore throat, cough. And when we compared the traffic in all those different articles against public health data by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we were able to see that as the number of flu cases increases, the number of searches in influenza also increases. And not only we are able to monitor how people are searching for these kinds of diseases, but we can also forecast up to 4 weeks in advance how many people will be showing up in clinics.
So why does this work with Wikipedia pages and not just my Google searches?
Well, the reason why Wikipedia is different than Google is the Wikipedia data is freely available for anyone to download, whereas the Google's data is closed and their algorithms are proprietary, so no one can really validate or replicate what they're doing. Some of the terms that they use in their models have never been published. And this is different for Wikipedia because the data is openly available, free of charge for anyone. The algorithms that we develop have been posted on GitHub, so they're freely available for anyone to get them and replicate our analysis.
So how exactly can you tell where the outbreak is? I mean, are you getting some sort of a geolocation, or is it broader than that?
We only get information on the language that the article was accessed on, so it's impossible with the current data for us to narrow down the location. However, we think that by using language as a proxy, we can sort of understand the trends in different countries. For example, if someone goes to the article in Chinese, we can associate that with incidents in China. If someone goes to an article in German, we can also associate that with incidents in Germany. But overall, we need more information about country-level information for each article in order to more accurately narrow down location.
So obviously, in the last several months, everyone's been Googling, looking up on Wikipedia, information about something like Ebola. Does a model like yours work when something is so prevalent in the news every day?
Not necessarily. I think the Oprah effect, or whenever there's high news coverage, then that can also impact the model. So therefore, you need to recalibrate the model so you don't overestimate the impact or the incidence of a certain disease. But one of the issues with Ebola is also that diseases with low internet connectivity seem to not work right now based on our analysis. The traffic in those countries is very low in comparison to the interest around the world, so it's very hard to localize the incidence for that particular country.
So right now, some of the places where you might really want to find out if there's an outbreak, you just don't have the access to the information. People don't have access to computers.
Exactly, yeah. So in order to accurately predict or forecast diseases in countries with low internet connectivity, you need to complement them with other types of data, such as surveys or cell phone data, because they typically are prevalent in those countries.
We're talking with Sarah Devalier. She's a scientist and applied mathematician at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and she's been looking at predicting things like the flu using Wikipedia. What more information could you use? I mean, obviously, Wikipedia is pretty open. You say Google's pretty closed as far as sharing their information. If you were to use these models, what else would help you be even better at predicting?
Well, we want to do all diseases in all countries. So if we have data, public health data from ministries of health, we would be able to better train our models. So we need very good and reliable public health data. And we also need other types of data for countries with low internet connectivity, as I said before.
I'm John Dankosky, and this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. A few years back, Sarah, there was a project called Google Flu Trends. It was criticized for being inaccurate. Then it changed to improve the performance. What do you have that Google doesn't? What were you able to do that they weren't able to do with their project?
Well, our project is a little different because when you go to Wikipedia, you're not necessarily biased by the search suggestions. When you go to Google and you start typing something, you typically get a suggestion. Generally, when people go to Wikipedia, they know what they're looking for, so it's a little different than Google. But also, it appears that Google was not recalibrating their models. As we spoke before, there's always this Oprah effect, or when there's a lot of coverage in the news, people are going to start searching online more about that disease, and therefore you're going to overestimate the incidence of flu or any other diseases. And that's what happened to Google's model. They were not accounting for changes in people's behavior, and that seemed to affect their model.
So one of the things that happens when people get sick is, you know, you might think you have the flu, but you might also have food poisoning. Your stomach doesn't feel so good, so you start to search for the wrong pages. Does that impact your model in any way? How do you filter that out?
We haven't really accounted for that in our model, and we think it could potentially be part of the noise. We're going under the assumption that people generally know what's going on in the population, and this is especially true for flu and dengue. People know that their friends are infected with flu, and so if they're getting sick, they might go to the flu page because they already know. However, it may not necessarily work for new diseases where, you know, people don't even know what to look for. And I think ideally we want to do more studies in order to really see what the impact of different searching behaviors on Wikipedia, how they affect the overall analysis.
So what is a mathematician doing studying disease outbreaks?
Actually, I'm the only mathematician in the team. Nick Generous, the lead author, and Alina Deshpande are biologists. Jeffrey Fairchild and Reid Brehorsky are computer scientists. It typically takes an interdisciplinary team to solve these kinds of problems.
So last question for you, though, and this is an important one. Why is Los Alamos studying this? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of other things on your plate there, but studying disease outbreaks using Wikipedia, what are you guys doing?
Well, diseases are a national security issue. They can disrupt the population and the economy of a country. As a national lab, we're tasked with solving problems that can protect the homeland.
So what else do you think that we can learn about this? Obviously, we've been talking so much about Ebola over the course of the last few months here, and we always worry this time of the year about the flu because, as we know, it kills tens of thousands of people every single year. Aside from the project that you're working on, how do you think that we can use some of the work that you're doing to expand this field? Obviously, you said before we need more information, but it seems like these predictive models could actually help us get information and then help to the right places very, very quickly. What are you looking to do next?
Well, the ultimate goal is to develop an open and extensible system that can be accessed by anyone around the world. We would like to do all diseases in all countries, and by having an extensible system, people could upload their models or their data and improve the model so that we can have a very robust system. But we need country-level information from Wikipedia in order to achieve this goal.
Sarah Del Valle is a scientist and applied mathematician at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and good luck with your research. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.